I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from all over the country, coast to coast. Hundreds of radio stations across the country broadcasting this program. We thank all the program directors for giving us the opportunity tonight. Also, Aftermath.fm, which is our podcast powerhouse, our direct feed powerhouse, along with TalkStreamLive.com, the paranormal app, and Aftermath.media, where you can get all the shows archived for $4.99 a month, or you can pay $9.99 for a full library of videos, documents, ways that you can do research, and also a social network where you can meet up with people who are of like minds. Just go to Aftermath.media. That's Aftermath.media. And check out what we have. And believe me, people say it's worth it. I believe it's worth it. I'm now fully researching in my own library now. I was, doing it elsewhere, but I also go back and I look at some of the documents and books that I have in my own library, and it's online. It's easy to access. Just remember, aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Ah, what a day today. This is kind of a part two from last night. Not necessarily exactly what we talked about last night, because, you know, I'm trying to maneuver myself through this chaos. And it's not that I'm for or against Trump doing a recount or you know, that he should investigate this or that he, wants to win or what. This isn't what it's about. It's about the aftermath, to coin a phrase. It's about trying to sift through all of the crumbs and all of the detritus that's there, and believe me, you know, now that the Democrats and Republicans, and some Republicans, not all Republicans, now that they're satisfied with the media's projection of a Biden win for the presidency, we are now being told that we must let bygones be bygones. Everything's okay now. Everything's copacetic. Now, all is well, right? Peace and tranquility, being copacetic, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I mean, come on, this is it's kumbaya moment, whatever it is. But see, we're being told now that everything's different, that we should strive for unity because the people have spoken and they voted for hope, science, and empathy. Hope, science, and empathy. You know, I saw that flashed in Delaware when I was watching the speech. You voted for hope. You voted for science. You voted for empathy. It was like, ignorance is strength. It's like, it was Orwellian sounding. All these Orwellian sounding adjectives that many people believe as if it were pop gospel. It's being used in the hope that all of the violence and mayhem is going to be abated and that we all can live in some planned utopia where there is not a single person without any faults of their own, yet those who strive for power at all costs, especially at the expense of their previously proclaimed principles, have a documented track record of committing some of history's worst atrocities against their compatriots. Now, I'm not going to get any cringeworthy cliched comparison to Hitler right now, and I'm not implying that, but rather to every single so-called tin pot dictator that committed wanton abuses against their people in the countries of the third world. What the approximately half of the electorate that voted for Trump might soon face is the prospect that their civil liberties might be selectively ignored on a partisan basis if these wannabe dictators abuse their power like all the progressive governors that allow their cities to fall into ruin because they could easily blame Trump's hate. I remember that whole, we want to love Trump's hate. Love the hate. I mean, love it out of existence. They were kind of weird. And once again, a big Orwellian doublethink thing. But that's the thing, is that these guys that let their cities fall into ruin, it was all allowed on the basis that the end justifies the means and all is fair in love and war. Make no mistake, since this indeed is a war, right? It's been a war. It's a hybrid war. It's asymmetrical warfare. It's a hybrid war of terror on America that has been decades in the making. And as I said, it's a psychological, there's a psychological operation going on now. And there are many psychological operations to follow. Dark Winter is actually and beginning to feel like a huge psychological operation. From the geoengineering, on down to the scarcity, on down to the votes, on down to the questioning of the votes. And we've spoken of hybrid warfare before. Shouting it from the margins, we have. Hoping someone would hear it and understand it rather than ignore the worst-case scenarios and all the tabletop gain-of-function psyops that the deep state loves to run in order to prepare for nationwide chaos. So with all the feel-good fuzziness of slug, there's still those that not only want a peaceful and smooth transition, but they also want to hunt down and round up those that get in the way of their desires. And so there are supposedly naughty lists being made just in time for the holidays. Now, these lists are possible hit lists for what could be metaphorically called the party. And I think we all know what party we're talking about. Extremist left-wing Democrats and never-Trump Republicans appealed for assistance in compiling lists of Trump supporters so they could be held accountable for supporting President Donald Trump after the election. Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted this. She said, "Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future." Now, Michael Simon, who describes himself as a former staff member in Barack Obama's administration, replied in the affirmative, linking to what he called the Trump Accountability Project. It was like setting up the ball in a volleyball game, and then Simon spiked it over the net. So I was like, she said, "I'll write this, and you talk about this." It's a great way to talk about this whole new website, the Trump Accountability Project. And basically, this whole thing is about asking people who they think should be on a list. Those who were critical, or the critical offenders or belligerent combatants in the war between political ideologies. According to this Trump Accountability Project, this website, I was reading it yesterday, and I was reading it today. It features pictures of the kids in cages. You know, the ICE situation. At first it had Donald Trump and his henchmen, but it had the kids in cages today. And it reads, I wanted to read this to you just so you know that it's real, this site. I don't know the organization, but it says, "We should welcome in our fellow Americans with whom we differ politically, but those who took a paycheck from the Trump administration should not profit from their efforts to tear our democracy apart. The world should never forget those who, when faced with a decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families, encouraging racism and anti-Semitism, and negligently causing the unnecessary loss of life and economic devastation from our country's failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Coming together starts with acknowledging the truth," the website says. "These individuals have shattered laws, norms that hurt our democracy, including right now, as they use the levers of government, the Department of Justice, GSA, and state officials to subvert the fundamental underlying tenet that makes America what it is, the peaceful transfer of power from the loser of an election to the winner." Think about that for a moment. Then it says this. "We should not allow the following groups of people to profit from their experience. Those who elected him, individuals who worked for the Trump for President campaign, Republican National Committee, and affiliated organizations, and contributed to undermining confidence in the American electoral process and the objectivity of fair journalism with baseless claims. We should also not allow those who staffed his government, individuals who worked as political appointees of the Trump administration and contributed to policies including family separation, using the Department of Justice to undermine a free and fair election, and preventing the American people from hearing the truth about the threat of COVID-19. We should not allow the following groups to profit from And then it says, those who funded him, individuals who used their massive personal wealth and influence to bundle money for Trump. They're really, you know, they're really angry. And they say we should make lists of these people. Now, what are they going to do with that list? Well, you know, radical ideologues intent on drastically transforming everything about America in pursuit of what they regard as the greater good, they've spent decades infiltrating positions of influence like academia, the media, politics, and even the church in order to shape Americans' perceptions en masse and therefore eventually normalizing what they set out to achieve. And they use the United States' own freedoms against it, exploiting the lack of effective checks and balances as well as many well-intended individuals' naivete. Now, with time, this Machiavellian ideology has infected approximately half of the electorate's minds, misleading them to believe that the syncretism of extremist leftism and social fascism has been manifested by the Democrats, de facto street militias of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It's the only way to save America, they think, saving America from itself. And the end result is that half the country not only turned a blind eye to these groups and their urban terrorism, but they cheered it on. Some of them pretended it didn't exist. Now, who are the real people that are the criminals? Think about it. And who are the ones making this list? It should be exposed. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Who's on that list? And who is being recommended for that list? That's what worries me. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.